Well, Mickey, the game's coming thick and fast, back into action straight away after that win over Donegal last weekend, facing Down tomorrow.
Yes, short turnaround, Tom. Those, you have a lot of sore bodies and sore minds too. You have lads rushing under a very, very heavy exam week this week, especially busy. Always, the first week of June seems to be sort of silly season for A-levels, you know. So we have a lot of lads who have a very heavy programme this week who I've been unable to train at all. So while we've been together, you know, three or four times this week, you know, some lads just haven't been able to give us anything this week just due to exams. You know, it's very difficult, especially going into an ultimate final where we're down or something, you know.
Yeah. Nevertheless, obviously, last week's win over Donegal is a big boost to confidence and a big lift to football in Derry in general.
I suppose it is. Maybe we're very selfish and we're just looking internally and looking at our own group. And certainly, from a confidence point of view, it's a great result for us because, you know, that serious Donegal team, we were very aware of the quality that the Donegal have. And for us to get that win, it's fantastic. But ultimately, we have to decide to get up to similar levels tomorrow or we can get that.
Yeah, and as you said, that's not going to be easy, obviously, given the short turnaround and given the hectic week you've had. So tell me, what do you know about Down?
Well, I suppose we know a fair bit about Down. A lot of the Down lads go to Queens or Jordanstown, so a lot of our lads up shoulders with them in Thrashers football, so quite a few of them would be on our lads' radar, so they're aware of them. I suppose, personally, I would know a lot of them through Curry Cup, you know, if we were in the same group as Castle Island in the group stages this year, and Young McCricker was playing for them. We were beating McCurry semi-final the last 2 years by Holman's and Bestbrook, and it was Finn McElroy was playing for Holman's, Liam Kerr was playing for Bestbrook. So listen, we know an awful lot of the lads, we know the quality that they have, and we have to bring our A game
They ran up a big score against Antrim, 4-15 in their first round or their quarter final.
Yeah, serious scoring. Tom, you've been doing this job a long time and you know what Down teams can do. Down are going to play Donegal Seniors tomorrow and again, they'll hold no fear going to play Donegal. That's just the way they are. That's the makeup. They're probably five All-Ireland Senior titles give you. But the under-20s will have that same swagger. You know, the result of last Sunday for us to beat Donegal will have no relevance whatsoever to that group of downstairs because they'll, you know, if they perform, they can beat anybody.
Nevertheless, I suppose that they have an old Down failing, I suppose. They conceded 3-13 in that game as well, which is pretty big. One would feel if you get close to that tomorrow, you'd be happy enough.
That's a fair point. We would hope if we got 3-13, we could get over the line. I suppose the bottom line, too, that shouldn't be forgotten is that Antrim had a very good forward line. You know, Antrim had a lot of the forwards that had won McCrory's with the Smash Marfell team the year before last, so you know, I just wouldn't dismiss that Antrim scoreline offhand, you know, because as I said, they have a lot of quality forwards, so I suppose it's up to us to try and get as many scores as we can tomorrow.
Given the Down Antrim game, it would suggest that it's an open game. It was a very open game, so obviously that's something you can look forward to tomorrow.
I think it's just a totally different style. I suppose Down have a different style of playing to Donegal, and you know, counties nearly have styles of play now. It was a case that you nearly analysed teams on teams, but the way academy structures are, development squads on the 17s, on the 20s, most county senior managers want the teams coming through to play a similar way. So I suppose Down do have a way of playing. It's flamboyant and it's attacking and it's and maybe they do tend to shift scores, but that's the risk they tend to take.
Tell me, finally, before we let you go, in terms of injuries, have you got everybody?
Well, we're looking at one of a full deck. Now, as I said, and I'm not trying to be totally honest with you, it looks like everybody's going to be available last Sunday. We are going to lose one player, Brian Gaffney, who played for Slackney in the All-Ireland Club semi-final, really quality player. He's not going to be available because Brian's a hurler. And Derry Hullers are playing tomorrow afternoon, which is highly disappointing, you know. they play in the Christie Ring in Kildare at 4 o'clock and in the scheme. So just very disappointing that you're trying to promote Gaelic games as a whole, and you're trying to promote, you know, dual players are such a rare commodity now. It's just a pity that one dual player that we have on our panel, or the one dual player that plays county level at both codes, is unable to represent his footballers, which is disappointing, you know.
Nevertheless, a lot gained from last week's win over Donegal, and
the only game passing to us in the semi-final. Great to get over Donegal, but it was also great to get a match in that competitive white heat, which will hopefully stand us in good stead tomorrow. We just hope that the batteries are fully charged and ready to go again.